Another fashion tip from Day to Day: white socks with black dress shoes. Gentlemen, that will never be in style. Never. But they are in the news. A major trade group representing sock manufacturers is asking the Bush administration to help them combat the growing number of socks imported from China. The Commerce Department has just announced that it has accepted the industry's petition, which may lead to tighter limits on Chinese socks. Day to Day's Mike Pesca has this ankle-length report.
Let's play a little $100,000 pyramid. The clue: socks, shrimp, brassieres. Disappointing Hanukkah gifts. No. Listen, socks, shrimp, steel. Oh, products involved in international trade disputes within the last year. It's a funny thing about international trade. You say steel, and immediately you connote seriousness. Steel is the backbone of manufacturing. Steel is a building block of the economy. Shrimp is available in your salad for an additional $3.99 at Chili's. But socks or bras are just as vital to the people whose lives depend on them as steel is to those quintessential American laborers, the steelworkers. The Pittsburgh of socks, with over 6,000 sock workers, is Fort Payne, Alabama, the self-proclaimed sock capital of the world. Up until recently, self-proclaimed was just one of those things you had to say. No one was really challenging Fort Payne's supremacy. But now, China has stepped in. The U.S. imported only 24 million socks from China in 2001. Today, that number is over 500 million, and places like Fort Payne have lost hundreds of jobs. On the other hand, today's socks are a lot cheaper than they were a few years ago. Retailers like the dip in prices, consumers like the dip in prices, and you may not believe who else supports free trade on the sock issue.
I'm not threatened.
Lamb Chop is the world's most famous sock puppet.
I am quite confident in the ability of the U.S. sock to compete in the open market. I mean, after all, I am a sock, and I have been in continuous use for 50 years, and I am showing no signs of wear, so I say bring on those little Chinese socks, we can take them.
Lamb Chop's clear free trade stance might disappoint the American Hosiery Association, but really there's wisdom coming out of that sock's mouth. Think of the marketing opportunity. The sock industry should convince consumers to insist on American socks for all their sock puppet and sock monkey needs. Here's the first print ad, which I give free of charge, a big picture of Senor Wences and the tagline: when it comes to sock puppets, buy American socks or talk to the hand.